The package of bills includes protections for victims of sexual assault, expanding pregnancy leave for public school educators, and criminal justice reforms for incarcerated women. Senator Lola Smallwood Cuevas of Los Angeles.
Incarcerated women face 70% chance of experiencing the highest levels of unemployment. They're locked out of 70% of the jobs that are available in our communities. Women are our fastest growing number of individuals who are incarcerated, and women in prison often are denied access to education, job training, and emotional support, but we know they're overrepresented in sexual abuse and assault and rape. We need to give our residents inside of our women's prisons more than trauma. We need to prepare them for opportunities when they are ready to rejoin our community.
Smallwood Cuevas is a sponsor of SB 725. It would create a reentry program for formerly incarcerated women to get into the skilled trades, starting with pilot programs in several California counties.
In LA, in Alameda, in San Diego counties, and hopefully soon for the rest of the state, partnering with nonprofits to provide union-affiliated apprenticeship training, pre-apprenticeship, and pathways to apprenticeship outside that provide wraparound services and stipends for formerly incarcerated women pursuing skills in the trades. This is more than a job training. This is about industry networks. This is about career attainment. This is about ensuring that women are equipped to succeed, particularly as we invest billions in our infrastructure across the state.
Assembly Bill 788 is aimed at strengthening oversight to ensure rehabilitation and training for prison officials. This comes amidst a sexual assault scandal at a Bay Area federal prison by prison workers on incarcerated women. Other legislation would study ways to grow midwifery in the state. Assemblymember Catherine Stephanie of San Francisco and San Mateo counties is sponsor of AB 836, the Midwifery Workforce Training Act.
Right now, there is not a single licensed midwife education program in California, and only one nurse midwifery program currently accepting students. This is unacceptable in a state with nearly 500,000 births every year. We need to invest in growing California's midwifery workforce to meet the urgent demand for maternal care. And AB 836 lays the foundation for that investment.
San Fernando Valley freshman Celeste Rodrigo introduced legislation to strengthen family protections of mixed status families while protecting the privacy of immigration status of those receiving child care. Assembly Bill 495. Another piece of legislation would strengthen treatment for menopause. AB 432, the Menopause Care Equity Act, would expand insurance coverage for menopause-related treatments and require menopause training for healthcare professionals. That's sponsored by East Bay Assemblymember Rebecca Bauer-Kahn.
Although menopause is a natural occurrence that impacts 50% of the population, 1 million Americans experience menopause every year, and I should know, it has been treated as unworthy of proper care, research, and basic understanding, revealing a lot here today. Often women have to go to 3 or 4 doctors before finding someone who will address their symptoms. Menopause can be a devastating experience for women who are in the peak of their lives and careers, and we really will not accept this any longer.
Another bill would seek to establish a statewide emergency diaper and wipes distribution program, AB 798, by Assemblymember Lisa Calderon of Whittier.
During the LA County wildfires, we saw an outcry from families who needed personal hygiene products. While many of these products were donated in large quantities, diapers still remained scarce. During emergencies, Californians shouldn't have to choose between basic necessities and providing diapers for their children. AB 798 makes sure that they don't have to.
I'm Christina Onnestad reporting for Pacifica Radio KPFA.